Tuesday, July the 14th, and this is Tim Pitchell with another procrastination boo. Listen to these items and see if they how much they describe you. I frequently find myself checking email, and then I realize I should be doing other things. I take the time to check my email because it's relaxing. I frequently use email as a way to take a break from other activities I'm engaged in. Does this sound like someone you know? Well, if it does, you might be interested in this journal article in Cyber Psychology and Behavior, written by James Baker and James Phillips in the School of Psychology, Psychiatry, and Psychological Medicine at Monash University, Victoria, Australia. They surveyed employees of a small marketing company as well as some students, and they had them fill out paper and pencil questionnaires, and they followed them up with an email, and they asked them all sorts of things, including their use of email and their procrastination. And my favorite was when they recontacted the participants by email, they said, "Right now, is there a more important activity that you strongly feel you should be doing, but decided to do email instead?" So in this small study they conducted, they were really interested in do e-breakers actually spend more time on non-work-related email. And the fact is they do. What they found is that employees who accessed email when they had other important things to do were more likely to be e-breakers. These e-breaks are sort of these kind of electronic water cooler breaks. And they concluded that personal email use and actual procrastination were linked to e-breaks. They're rationalized as rest breaks. And individuals who accessed email when they had more important things they should have been doing were significantly more likely to be e-breakers. It's so easy to be an e-breaker. We do it all the time. In fact, you might be doing it right now. In a real sense, we make rational decisions over irrationally short periods of time. It's rational to say, it will only take me a few minutes to listen to this boo. But a few minutes later, you're faced with the same decision and you make it again and again and again. And that's the irrational part of it. You make these rational decisions over an irrationally short period of time and it's hours later and you're still doing the same thing. Technology, particularly things like email and Twitter and Facebook and now these boos, are particularly seductive that way. And we have to just be aware of it. There's nothing wrong with using these tools. I use them all the time myself. However, you have to look at it and say, is this the way I really want to spend my time? Or are you just on this slippery slope of rationalization? It will only take a minute. I'll talk more about procrastination in the boos to come. But I wanted to share that one with you today. And if you want to know more about these ideas about procrastination or this research paper in particular, go to procrastination.ca and you'll find access to my Psychology Today blog where I write about these things in more detail, my full-length podcast that I procrastinate podcasts. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow and we'll boo then.